62. Nate stared at the brass 28 for a moment and then pulled his door shut. The lock clicked. He felt stupid, patted his thigh, and was relieved to feel his keys in his pocket.
Come on, said Vic.
What?
I'm not going to let you sleep in the lounge. Those couches suck.
They're pretty comfy.
You'll regret it in the morning.
Thanks, he said.
But I don't want to. Nate, just shut up and come to my place.
They walked down through the lounge and into her apartment. The cool air jolted him as he stepped through the door. The computer screens were all dark. The window above her bed had been replaced and the caulk around the glass still glistened. She saw him looking at it and shook her head.
It's going to take forever to dry in here, she said, but you get used to the smell pretty quick.
So, he said. How do you want to do this? Vic dragged one of the blankets off the bed and handed him a pillow.
You can sleep on the floor or in the chair, but move it away from the computer.
I'll just sleep on the floor.
Fine.
I'm sure it's a lot more comfortable than those big puffy couches in the lounge.
You can head back out there if you want, just leave the blanket.
No, I'm good. She vanished into the bathroom. A moment later, he heard running water and the hum of an electric toothbrush. He didn't have a toothbrush. He also realized he hadn't eaten anything since breakfast. He folded the blanket in half alongside the bed and stretched out. It wasn't much on the hardwood floor, but he could remember sleeping on worse a few times. Vic reappeared and walked across the room. She set her glasses next to the computer keyboard and tossed her hoodie onto the chair. She pried off her sneakers by the heels, stepped past him, and climbed into bed. You always sleep in your clothes? He asked.
Only when there's a strange man next to my bed.
Now I'm a strange man. She chuckled and turned out the light. The apartment went dark for a minute until his eyes adjusted. Her desk was a scattered collection of red and green lights. Each one marked a different piece of computer equipment.
Can I ask you something, Velma?
No, you can't get in the bed.
He chuckled. No, he said.
I was just wondering.
What do you do? He heard her shift on the mattress and saw the outline of her head peer over the edge at him.
What's that supposed to mean?
He pointed at the desk. What are all these special projects you're always working on? Are they really part of work?
Sort of,
she said. Her head vanished and he heard her drop back onto the pillow.
It's part of my work.
Meaning? She sighed.
Meaning I've got another job besides data entry, one that pays the rent unlike that shitty temp job.
So, what do you do? She didn't answer for almost a minute.
I find stuff online for people.
Stuff?
You know, she said, stuff. God, Shaggy, are you going to make me spell it out for you?
Shaggy's pretty stupid, he said. You better spell it out.
I get passwords to different systems and encrypted databases, usually corporate stuff.
So you're a hacker?
It's the 21st century. I'm a black hat.
She rolled over and looked down at him again.
Does it bug you?
Nate shrugged and then wondered if she could see it in the dark. I don't care what you call yourself.
I mean, does it bug you what I do, that I'm helping people steal stuff?
Are you getting anyone killed?
No, I'm not good enough to get into most of those systems.
Good. How much do you get?
As much as they want.
No, I mean, how much do you get paid?
How rude, said Vic. You want to ask my age and weight, too?
I'd guess 28 and 105 tops. 29
and 101, loser. I make $500 or $600. Once I asked for $1,000 and got it.
That's pretty good money for a couple nights of work. She flopped back on the bed.
Yeah, great. With that and the temp money, I'm almost at the poverty line.
Vic?
What?
Can I get another blanket?
Why?
Because your apartment's fucking cold, remember? Especially the floor.
No, she said. If I give you another blanket, then I don't have one.
You've only got two blankets?
I don't usually need to divide them up.
He sighed. Don't worry about it then, I'll be okay.
Oh, for Christ's sake, you whiner, just get in the bed, bring the blanket, and take your shoes off.
I already took them off.
Whatever.
He tossed the edge of the blanket into the air and guided it down over the bed. Veek lifted the covers and he slid in next to her.
Don't get any ideas, she said.
I won't.
She turned her head on the pillow to face him. He could just see the gleam of her eyes in the dark room.
Are you freaked out? She asked.
I don't know if freaked out's the right term. He folded the pillow and put his head down to hold it in place. There were a handful of inches between their faces.
Disturbed, maybe. There was a dead body in the walls of my apartment.
Yeah.
A dead body that wrote on my walls in blood. Someone's dying message written in their own blood.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he had to be dead by now, no matter what, but to find out he died like that, and he's been right there for all these years. Okay, yeah, I'm kind of freaked out.
Veek leaned forward and their lips brushed. She gave him a gentle kiss and retreated.
You've had a bad night, she said. Don't read too much into it.
I won't.
Good.
He resettled his head on the pillow and looked at her face.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
Why?
I barely ever see you without your glasses on.
Farsighted. If I was nearsighted, working on the computer wouldn't be that big a deal.
Makes sense, Nate said. He put his hand on her face and kissed her. He pulled back after a moment.
It's just the stress. Sorry.
I figured.
Her shiver made the mattress tremble.
Don't worry about it.
Cold?
You're letting a draft in, she muttered.
She wrapped her arms around him and pulled herself tight against his body.
I'm just trying to keep warm.
Right.
She leaned her head back and pressed her mouth against his. Their tongues darted against each other. He rolled her onto her back and her legs wrapped around him.
Kissing's not a big deal, she said when they pulled away to breathe. It's just a sign of affection lots of friends kiss.
They do, he agreed. He grabbed the hem of her t-shirt and pulled it over her head.
What are you doing?
He paused for a moment, then said, staying warm. He pulled his own shirt off and threw it on the floor. Best way is to get naked with someone in a sleeping bag.
Right,
she said, tugging at his belt.
Yeah, I read that somewhere too. We're just staying warm.
Right.
He kissed down her neck to the strap of her bra and pulled the elastic aside. His mouth closed over her and she took in a sharp breath.
Just staying warm and reacting to stress,
Veek said. She pushed his jeans over his hips, got her foot on them and shoved them down his legs. She fumbled with his boxers.
Nothing but. Nate grabbed the waist of her pants and underwear and yanked them both off at once.
She shook them off her ankle and pulled him back down on top of her. Her thighs opened and he sank into her.
It's just sex, she said between kisses. She pushed up at him. We both agree this is just meaningless sex, right?
I think I'm in love with you.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
she gasped, grabbing his neck.
Don't ruin the moment.